When King Saul was troubled in his spirit, he needed music to calm him. David was called to play and to sing. Then one day, as he was playing his stringed instrument and singing, David barely escaped with his life. Saul, in his anger, threw his javelin at David. David was too quick. God had protected him. What were David's thoughts after Saul tried to kill him? Have you ever wondered? Then he ran to his home.
Saul tried to kill me.
Oh, David, if you don't escape and save your life, you'll be killed. Here, I'll let you down through the window. You can escape in the darkness and be safe.
All right, I'll go. Goodbye, dear.
Michal was right. Saul sent messengers that night to watch for him. He planned to kill David in the morning. Again, David was too quick for Saul because the Lord was protecting him. Then Michal went on with her plan.
Now, I think I'll take this image and put it in the bed, and a pillow at its head. I'll cover it all with this bedspread. There, it looks like someone in the bed, sleeping. Yes, what do you want?
We have orders from the king. We are here to take David.
He's sick.
Then they left. But Saul was very angry and gave them new orders.
Bring David to me in his bed, that I may kill him.
And they were in for a surprise. When they threw back the bedspread, they knew that they had been tricked. So David escaped and went to Samuel the prophet. David had no hate in his heart for Saul, though he had tried to kill him again and again. God had David's life safely bound up in his own hand. God's word says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. And the Bible says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Would you like this life? God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for you and for your sins. You are very precious to God and so important. Do you want this life and forgiveness? Then pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for dying in my place. Forgive me for all the wrong things that I have done. I am sorry for them. Thank you for a clean heart and for giving me your gift of everlasting life. Amen.